Well, we are recording.
We've been notified.
To build excitement for the session, if for nothing else. To let you know that we have gone through that liminal space of arriving but not starting to the starting place. And
alright, let's do it.
We're going to be doing some dungeons and or dragons or both.
Have we seen a dungeon? Oh, I guess some of the mines may be called.
Yeah, we went to the caves. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
All right. So previously on Dungeons and Dragons, Dragon of Icefire Peak Adventure for ages 12 and up, you all have been summoned to Phandalin to deal with the dragon threat. You've gone around to some various quests, getting loot, running various errands for Harbin Wester. Last time specifically, you kind of took your own initiative and went to the coast to where an orc worshipping an evil storm god had transformed the lighthouse from a protective measure to something that was luring sailors into its doom. So you ventured down into this lighthouse, meeting a very friendly crab along the way named Clacky. Who told you about his dead friend in the cave. The dead friend in the cave asked you to retrieve an amulet so that she could move on to the next life.
As dead people often do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially in these Dungeons & Dragons games. I feel like all the dead people always just want something.
Why can't they just die?
Right. you managed to make your way into the lighthouse. You killed the evil orc who was worshipping the storm god. You also intimidated away some sirens that were going to try to lure you into your doom.
Yeah, we did. That was fun.
you took a big bite out of the orc's beating heart. Dennis?
Did I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Because that's why it says lightning scars?
Yes, that's why it says lightning scars. And it also imbued you with lightning power.
So mad!
You were so close. You would have spent just an extra moment there.
Well, I said I was going to touch it, and then he took a bite out of it, and that was that.
I guess you two just have to lick everything you come across.
Yeah, I guess. That's
the best. And you were able to get the lighthouse back to its normal operation, and then headed back to Phandalin. And that's where we ended our session. You all are level 4. I think that didn't change.
I was going to say, do we level up? Because I didn't do shit.
No. Do my hit points go back to maximum?
Yeah, you'll have taken a long rest so you can all get back your hit points.
Oh, and I got this Cloak of Many Fashions.
Oh, yeah. You arrive back in Phandalin. What do you do when you get back?
Go visit our ox.
Did we do this for someone, the whole lighthouse thing?
No, you did it for yourself.
But didn't we, like, hear about it from someone?
There was an old lighthouse keeper at the bar who fled once the evil started.
Should we let him know? Is he still in the bar?
Sure.
I'll check the bar.
All right, you check the bar. You notice the former lighthouse keeper passed out on a table.
Passed out?
Like, just head down on a table.
I'll try to wake him. Just wanted to let him know we fixed that lighthouse. You can go back there if you want to.
Oh, it's you guys. The angry person and the sailor and companions.
What?
How rude.
You didn't meet this person last time.
I didn't?
No, it was Bane and Baswana.
Baswana.
I was going to say.
And Bane told you all about it.
It was while I was asleep.
I didn't remember that. Okay.
Yeah, you were too busy getting harangued by the horse person. Well, thank you so much. I guess I should go back and get back to work.
Maybe
don't be startled. There's a speaking crab.
Oh, Clacky!
Oh, he was already there before?
Well, I mean, I was there for a bit.
Okay.
And, you know, my elven friend made Clacky a...
Who has for
your
you
about
that elven friend?
How about a little incentive for all work?
What's that?
The elven friend passed. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it is a tragedy.
And it wasn't by us.
Oh, that's a comfort.
Not that that needs to be clarified. Because we are not murderers.
He looks at your dark scars.
Yeah.
That's a comfort. Well, anyway, you have my thanks. I can't even afford a hotel room, so clearly I don't have anything to give you. But
you didn't do it for the money.
Yeah.
You did it for honor.
Not so sure.
And for, and for the taste of that beating orc.
Yeah,
that's what it and really was.
I did it for the glory of riding that shark.
You rode a shark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she fucking did.
That's amazing. That shark, his name I totally know.
Something Maw, right?
Tooth Maw.
Dagger Maw.
Dagger Maw.
There you go.
The
right.
Dagger shaped like a maw.
Oh, you tamed old Dagger Maw. Well,
tamed is a way of putting it.
An incorrect way. By the way.
So do we talk to this Harbinger of Westeros person?
Yeah, you might be, if you're looking for something to do, that might be a good place to start.
And maybe some news about the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go visit the Falcon.
So you arrive at Harbin Wester's office, and much to your surprise, Falcon is there.
Really?
Yay! Is he really sleepy, too?
He's wearing, like, a black cape, and...
I'm sure he is.
Who is this guy?
He's the guy you met in the woods. That lived there with his butler and his ward.
Oh, while I was asleep. Okay.
No, this was one of the sessions you were at.
Oh, okay.
It was a bit weird, I think. Like, suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
You so, all thought you might have been Batman.
Are you sure I was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was before we raided that orc house.
It was on the way to, oh no, that must have been the session you were gone.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
I was not present for this.
You mean the session that she was drunk.
Yeah, but
inescapably drunk.
Somehow blacked that part out. anyway, Arbin and him appeared deep in conversation, as you opened the door into his office. Oh,
what are they talking about? Try to listen.
Roll me a perception check.
20 plus what's perception? Huh? Oh, plus 0, so 20.
They were talking about the white dragon, Cryovane.
White dragon what?
Cryovane, the white dragon.
What is Cryovane?
It's the white dragon.
It's the name of our
name?
Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what about specifically? Are they anything interesting? Are they in league with him?
No, they're talking about like the devastation that the dragon's raining and that things probably need to be brought to a head sooner than later.
You need a dragon inspector to go.
No, as you all come in and you catch that, the Harbin looks up and says, Oh,
here's some sucker. I mean, fine adventure.
It is. He says, have you all met Falcon?
Indeed, yeah. We have.
No.
Hey, Falcon, how's it going?
Hello.
How's Corwin and Pal doing?
Good memory, yeah. Yeah. It'd give you inspiration if you didn't already have it.
Yeah. Who is this person?
He's a retired adventurer who lives in the woods in a big manor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A stately manor.
With a creepy ginger helper.
with an adopted kid and the butler.
Yep.
The kid is an orphan that went through a tragedy.
And that doesn't speak, right?
It's mute. Yeah.
It's probably doesn't speak.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
But Falcon was very hospitable. You were all very suspicious of him.
I have an extra bottle of wine for you that I purchased.
Oh, wow. Thank you. He says, he puts it in his bag of holding and says, you'll have to come to Stately Falcon Lodge and we'll have to share the bottle.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Discuss your recent travel exploits.
I'll see that
as
right
friends
now.
Might do.
are we best friends?
Sounds really creepy.
Yeah, it does.
I would say that Furioso Montenegro, a person of your talents, yes, we could be considered friends.
But best friends.
Soon.
Harbin says, we've been digging through our records and lore and trying to figure out anything we can do to stop the dragon. Well, we think we might have something that could be a useful boon against it.
A useful bane? We have a useful bane.
A useful boon.
Yeah, we do.
Something that might make bane even more useful.
What is it?
Impossible.
He says, well...
Is that a shark we can ride to kill the dragon?
He says, the dragon that besets us is not the first to threaten this region.
Not the first dragon?
Yeah. He says, between here and Neverwinter lies the barrow mound of a warrior whose magical dragon-slaying sword helped fell a green dragon terrorizing the High Road a century ago.
Hmm. What if other adventurers already took it?
That's possible. He says, but rumor has it the Dragonslayer sword is still buried there.
Let's go get it.
You can retrieve it and let the sword be your own reward.
Ooh.
Yeah. So where is
Maybe
it
Maybe there were like five swords that we can.
Right.
The dragon bear.
So we'll go get a reward for Bane.
Makes you all stronger.
Okay.
Well,
that's cool.
Let's see, where it is.
It has an aura.
It may have a group effect.
No, it's just a sword.
Said Chris managing expectations.
Chill.
It might just spit out money at random.
That sounds great.
Does it double everyone's damage?
It is right here on the map.
Okay.
No, it more than doubles the damage. Every time you hit a dragon with it, it deals an additional 3d6, or so the rumors would say.
Wow.
It's like those arrows of dragon slaying I had, right?
That's exactly what they're like, yeah.
So is Phandalin the biggest town?
No, it's pretty small, all things considered. Neverwinter is a much larger metropolis.
So we could, like, get good shit in Neverwinter?
If you had the money to afford good shit.
Which
we do
not.
We're
pretty rich, right?
I'm not very rich.
440 gold?
You could almost buy an uncommon magic item for that.
Yeah, we're not that rich.
Harbin's wild beast comes into the room demanding food.
Goodness.
He says, now, beast, here. You'll get fed eventually. Another 17 minutes or so. He says, what say you? Will you go search for the sword in hopes that it hasn't been looted?
I think so.
Yeah. What else you got? All right. Is that the only one?
He says, that's it. It's that, and then, you know, slaying the beast.
Oh, shit.
I thought...
We're level 4!
You might be another level up before the dragon.
Still, though.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought his plan was, like, go recruit another dragon to come and beat up this
dragon.
Yeah,
there you go.
Aw, that's a good idea.
Where can we recruit dragons?
I don't know.
Dragons are by and large pretty selfish.
Why?
Because they don't have to do anything anyone tells them because they are the biggest.
They are the apex predator.
Yeah. Everybody does what they say, not the other way around.
Did you finish your blanket?
No, I'm still working on that one, but it's too big to carry around. So.
Falcon says, unfortunately, I'd go with you, he says, the orcs in the woods have been getting more fierce, their magic's getting more deadly.
But didn't we deal with a lot of them?
Dealt with some of them, he says, but all it seems to have done is poke the hornet's nest. And the rest have come out to sting.
So blaming us for the increased orc horde?
No. I'm blaming the dragon for the increased orc horde, because there's the dragon that displaced the orcs. And
orcs coming down.
And so forth and so on, I think.
So it's like the dragon built a huge hornet's nest in...
Did ever talk to the dragon? Maybe he's cool. Well, she.
No.
He or she. They.
Yeah, Chris, maybe they are cool.
Do dragons have gender?
Yeah. I mean, if they want to.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know.
He says, Furioso. That's a fine cloak you have.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Oh, they make it shimmer different colors.
He says, quite the cloak. He says, though I may not be able to offer you, physical aid, he says, I do have a little bit of a boon I can give you. He says, in the form of these two healing potions.
Ooh, tight.
So.
Who's the squishiest? I have 33 hit points.
But I mean, I'm squishy, but I'm always out of the fight, so should we give it to, like, people potion. Going close?
I mean, yeah, but how many hit points do you have?
I have
27.
Jesus Christ, yeah?
I have 34.
Damn. And you've already got one?
I have one, yeah.
Okay.
He says, a little something for the wine, my friend. Oh,
so do you not want one? You want to go to Bane?
That was completely not necessary.
Go to Bane because Bane goes
wine and gratitude.
Okay, I'm going to take one too because I've been letting myself go right up to even though I am squishy. I can't seem to help myself.
I will treasure it like a giant map.
What is it? What'd you get?
No. It's a little gift between two best friends.
What's that? What'd you get?
I got this cloak of many fashions.
No, that's not what you had. What'd you get?
Maybe it was this ascending stone.
No, no, we already had that. What'd you get?
It was this potion of vulnerability.
No. Oh, wait, what? Son of a bitch! Holy fuck!
What is that?
It's a nice potion.
Makes him take
for
half.
1 minute after you drink this, you have resistance to all damage.
Take half damage.
Fucking that potion. Didn't I kick some ass with that potion?
You have, in fact.
God!
Kicked some ass with that potion.
So many good memories.
I'll hold on to it for the group safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the one who's been stealing things and fighting hearts.
Maybe we should be killing the dragon right away if we have that potion.
No, we need
we don't have five of that potion.
Maybe we can transfer the dragon.
The next fight it might uncork itself, right? Right into your mouth. And then, yeah.
It's a potion of self-uncorking. And
mm-hmm. It's like the star in Super Mario Brothers.
All right, so Harbin says, "Good luck with this, and if you get the sword, I think you'll be able to take on that dragon."
Easy for you to say.
It is. I don't have to do anything to protect my city.
How's your brother?
He says I haven't seen him. He left town shortly after you guys left.
What a surprise!
I'll bet now if anybody's in league with the dragon.
Oper.
Or he is the dragon.
Whoa. Do we need, like, shovels and stuff?
He says, it couldn't hurt. He gives each of you a Dungeoneer's Explorer pack of just rope and
10-foot
pole. 10-foot
pole
and shovels and bedrolls and rations and things. Things like that would be reasonable for you to have, but that we don't need to spend half a session acquiring.
Yeah, good.
So, y'all ready?
Uh-huh. We're all ready for this boat.
Alrighty. All
right, so you're just going to go up the main King's Road and then essentially the high road. You take the high road. And then about halfway before you get to Neverwinter, you will be there.
Cool.
Who's going to lead the way?
I think that's you, right?
Our intrepid ranger will lead the way.
Because
your
senses expand.
Yeah,
also, you guys have switched seats. Did you switch seats because of the shirts?
Yeah, of course, because it was the whole experience.
What are you doing, though? What are you doing?
It is very
chilly. It really paid off.
She was cold. Don't let her get cold.
Yeah.
She can let it stick out.
It's like Superman now.
Yeah.
Put it on top of the hoodie, yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna lead the way. Me and my proud mittens. Sending mittens a little bit more far ahead to scout, so.
Mittens runs away.
No.
Alright, no. So.
Kitty?
So you've got a 40-mile trip, so it's going to take a couple days to get there.
Oh,
couple
days. I think we have all those horses we need.
Mm-hmm. You give Vincent the ox a pat on the rump.
Vincent the ox, that way.
Yes. As you leave town.
Sounds Vincent, like we really, really...
Vincent, it's not going to really be a trip unless you're here with us.
It's a road trip, so we need songs for you also.
It's not really a singing bar.
What the hell?
Before you ride out, I want to summon my bed.
Okay.
Fine.
Spending
fine.
A spell.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take out my
just
loot.
So the bed is right.
I heard a song. It was the tale of the Witcher.
Oh, how goes that?
Throw a coin to your Witcher.
Sounds familiar, but I really can't pinpoint it.
Some random traveler by is just like, what's a witcher? Is that like somebody who's more witch than a other person?
It's hard to say. Yeah. I just heard the song. It's real catchy.
It's about this handsome guy. I don't know.
That goes to fuck. A lot.
I'm not on network television.
I can say what I want.
I still haven't seen any of it yet.
I haven't either.
What, which one?
Yeah.
It's good.
I really like the Eurodance version, if you haven't heard it yet.
Ooh, I'll have to look. So, it's a quiet day of travel along the road. The high road is fairly busy with people ferrying goods all along the Sword Coast. As you make camp that evening, off the road, you're approached by a couple of travelers with a couple of goods laden ox.
Oh, Jesus.
And they say, mind if we share your fire?
Can I sense any danger?
Roll me an insight check.
Okay. Oh, do they look suspicious?
They look like people traveling on the road with a mule laden with...
Do they have interesting things on them?
Like this seems fine.
That
they're
I could
fine.
Buy, I mean...
Sure, what do you want to buy?
I don't know, do they have interesting things?
Well, yeah, they've got a few interesting things. One of them offers you... Let's see, there's a... Let me just go through and grab what they've got. They've got a couple of potions of healing, which they're selling for 50 gold apiece.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a, they say, okay, okay. They set that cell down by the fire with you, and they pull out, like, some dried meats and some cheeses that they cut up and share with you all. And they say, oh, would you like to buy something?
Maybe.
What are you buying?
Things the wizard could use.
Did we get anything on the...
Magic items, spells.
On the chest to see if they're dangerous?
What'd you roll?
I got a 12, but I also have danger sense.
Danger sense.
These people aren't tripping your danger sense. Okay. And with your 12 insight, they seem to be who they say they are. You always gotta love the ways the DMs say that.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be who they say.
Yep. Yeah, we all know.
A lot of qualifying.
I came across a video the other day of me sitting here and you sitting there doing planning, and I was so salty about it. Because screens were up and we weren't playing D&D.
He says, well, would you be interested in... Here's some magical items. He says, like, all sorts of mundane items. So if you need, like, a hoe or, like, a rake, I can do that. But if you're looking for magic items, got some magic items I could sell you.
What are those items?
Heal it. Hear it.
He's like, I got the dread helm.
What is that?
How did you get the dread helm?
He says it's a fearsome steel helm that makes your eyes glow red when you wear it.
I mean, is that all it does?
Yeah.
All looks?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks are important.
Well, they're glowing red eyes. Like
my eyes are already glowing with lightning. Why would I want red glowing eyes?
Not glowing with lightning anymore.
It says so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool what he gets to do.
You become charged with the power of the stone to the extent that tiny sparks crackle in your eyes.
He says, okay, okay. He says, I see that my dread helm is of no use for you. He says, I've got this staff. It's decorated with bird carvings.
I hate birds.
Now, it's got 10 charges. He says, and while holding it, you can expend one of those charges from the staff to create one of the following sounds. A finch's chirp, a raven's caw, a duck's quack, chicken's cluck, seagull's cry, an owl's hoot, or an eagle shriek.
Wow.
Okay.
How expensive is that staff? Or is it cheap, cheap?
He says, for putting wordplay like that, I'd be willing to part for 25 gold pieces. So you never know when you need to make a bird call.
Yeah.
It's true, it's true.
I mean, is it though?
All right, can clearly see the staff of bird calls not doing it for you.
I hope you're building up to
it's
something.
not doing it for me.
It says here, the mystery key. He pulls out this key with a little question mark at the end of it.
What the hell? Is it the question mark like on that?
What does it do?
Or is it like shaped like a
key? No, on the tip of it. So it's like a question mark that ends in a key.
Oh,
okay.
Who knows?
That is all we get. Who knows?
We don't know. It opens the key to like your grandma's safe or something.
He says, okay, I'll tell you what it has like a 5% chance, give or take, of unlocking any lock into which it's inserted.
5%.
5%.
That's not a high chance.
Mm-hmm.
But when it works, also it only works once and it disappears forever.
What?
I mean, once you get that 5% chance, you know.
Right.
Okay, mystery key, not doing it. This one might interest you.
Oh?
The Cloak of Billowing. When wearing this cloak, you can use a bonus action, whatever that is, to make it billow dramatically.
Oh, you are speaking my language. What, how much would such a cloak cost?
33 gold pieces, 3 silver pieces, and 3 copper pieces.
Wow.
Why?
Why not?
Such a weird number.
Would you part with it for 30 gold even?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Alright, done.
And last of my magical wares. The most impressive one I saved for last.
Damn it.
The Lute of Illusion.
What do you wait that to last?
While you're playing this magic lute, you can create harmless illusory visual effects within a 5-foot radius sphere centered on the instrument. If you're a bard, the radius increases to 15 feet.
Wow, that's pretty far.
Sample visual effects include luminous musical notes, a spectral dancer, gently falling snow. The magical effects have neither substance nor sounds, and they are obviously illusions.
You very much slipped into commercial, like infomercial voice there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give you 5 gold pieces for all of the other items.
No.
No.
These are magical items. Even if they aren't as potent as your necklace of fireballs or what have you.
How much is that loot?
A steal at 25 gold.
It is, I'll take it.
Oh, you really?
He's a bard.
He says, well, you're my favorite customer today.
My secret customer is the bird noises.
Look, I'll give it to you for 10 gold.
I'll take it.
I've been sitting on that thing for a while.
What is it?
Staff of Bird Calls.
Oh.
So from now on, whenever I walk, I'll use this and make chirping sounds with every single step.
Well, only, it has charges. You can only do
yeah.
It.
What?
Ha!
I don't want this then.
No.
He told, he, it was in the steel.
Pay!
It was the first thing I said. It has 10 charges.
Okay.
No take backsies.
No returns, no refunds.
It might be useful, who knows? Steph regains 1d6 plus 4 expended charges daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not 10 charges forever. My favorite, though, is there's still a chance if you lose the last one that it'll just blow up into bird feathers.
It's so specific. Into bird feathers.
Those are my favorite corners of D&D. Just the really weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Alright. Roll me a survival check for the next day.
All of us?
Just you.
Twenty!
Nice! So that's actually a lot, because it's 20
couple
plus.
Oh, yeah, I have
20
plus. My survival is...
That's
my survival.
You get
25.
You get the Sphinx that demands a perfectly imitated bird sound for you to pass.
25.
All right. You're able to get there and save some time by, like, cutting off the road early.
Ha!
Short-cutting through. And,
I mean, I wasn't doubting you.
And as you get close, you see this. You see the mound off in the distance. But before it, you see because you did so well, you see it before it sees you. A centaur.
Oh.
Kind of walking around nearby.
Centaur.
Centaurs be friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will try.
Well, let's shut him up.
Yeah.
Alright, do you make yourself known?
Yeah. Hi!
He startles. Whoa!
Hello! Well, I mean, the kitty can stay back a little bit.
And he clops over to you guys.
Oh.
He says, well, hello there. My name is Xanth.
Xanth?
You're in luck. I'm a certified boss inspector.
X-A-N-T-H. Oh, he says, are you flirting with me? Is this so?
Don't.
Yes, please.
Is this so? I'm picking up what you're putting down there.
Oh,
You know what they say about centaurs.
Oh, no.
He says, no, what do they say about us?
They're very nice and kind. Everyone loves them.
He says, that's probably true.
In other regions, they take more after the horse than they do the man.
Can't dispute that.
It's their main trade.
No.
No pun. You met a non-pun person.
He says, anyway, my name is Xanth. He says, who might you be in this little grove away from the woods, or away from the road? Xanth.
Well, we're on our way to... We're going to find a sword, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we should tell
that,
though.
My name's Boswana.
He says, hail and well met, Boswana.
Well, just so naive, though. Well,
you can. I mean, if that's in character for you.
It actually is.
And then Bane probably gets upset.
What about you, fashionably dressed one?
I'm Furioso Montenegro, the master of disguise. My cloak billows dramatically. I drum a centaur on my
lute. Bane the Wanderer.
He says, hello and well met, Bane the Wanderer.
I'm Piers, and this is my friend Anthony.
And what about you, attractive evil one?
He's got you half figured out.
I mean, nobody goes around with, like, dark tear tattoos and a black cloak and skulls everywhere.
Vials of blood. What skulls?
You've got skulls.
You know what's funny? Eyes. You don't carry any skulls, and yet everyone who looks at you sees skulls.
Yeah, but why?
It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Wonder what happens when you turn evil.
Over his head. Start orbiting around.
I'm also a collector of blood.
Skull.
Do you mind passing me a vial of central blood?
Mm-mm, don't do it.
And the skull starts.
He says, never on the first date. He says, what about you with the tiger there?
Well, my name is Jara. This is my tiger, Mittens. No worries. Super cute and cuddly. No worries.
He says, I love tigers. And he bends down and pets the...
Mittens just, like...
Oh, that means I like you.
Oh, I know. But yeah.
Maybe.
Mittens is just fine, though. So yeah, what are you doing out here?
Well, he says, just been contemplating my options, reevaluating my life choices.
Why do you think you have to reevaluate your life choice?
Well, I used to live in the woods. You know, Neverwinter Woods. He says, but lately the orcs have descended from the mountains, and it sucks in there.
Well, my good friend the falcon is trying to clean up some of the orc menace.
Is he the one who skulks around at night wearing that cape?
I would assume. I've not seen him do so, but probably.
He lives in the wooded estate with the butler
and the small mute boy, yes.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He says he's mounting some sort of defense against these orcs.
He's trying to.
He could join forces.
He could certainly use some assistance.
Hmm.
He said, not being able to think of a clever pun.
He says, yeah, I should check in with him because I went over to there's this logger camp and there was this real cowardly fella who was really bad at cards that had been bilking money out of for some time, and I went for our weekly card game, and he was gone. And along with everything else in the region.
Yeah, there were some sandworms that were eating people or something.
I remember the sandworms, yeah.
Plus one, it doesn't.
No.
Try most.
Can I have a cookie?
Yeah.
Anyway, I will consider that, he says, for I was standing at this intersection wondering whether to go to Neverwinter or Waterdeep.
Waterdeep, you've never met a more...
There's Waterdeep near here?
It is, if I recall correctly, south. Just off that map away.
Scum and villainy. But we're north of Waterdeep?
Isn't Waterdeep south of Neverwinter, or is Neverwinter south of Waterdeep?
I think Nerwyn is south of water.
Oh. Oh, no, sorry. It's the other way. See, this is why I've been just walking around in circles. I don't know where I'm going.
It's probably best that you stay out of the woods if you don't know what direction things are.
No, no, the woods are my home.
Oh.
He says, anyway, what... You never answered my question, though. What brings you here?
Well...
We're just going for a walk. We're going to Neverwinter.
We are looking for ways to slay the dragon that's been... accosting Never Phandalin.
Oh, yes, yes, the one. Yes, I mean the one that put the orcs in my woods. And
that's the one.
Yeah.
The very same.
How are you at fighting?
He says, well, I'm a better lover than a fighter, but... I mean, look at me, I'm ripped, so... not bad at the latter.
Would you like to help us fight the dragon?
Oh, fuck no. He says, you know what dragons do? They eat you.
What if we are to, well aware.
What if we were to love the dragon?
If you can kill them first, they will eat you.
He says,
don't you want songs written about you? Don't you want glory? Don't you want honor? Things will work out good.
He says, yeah, but what good does any of that to me if I'm dead?
Don't die.
Xanth the Ripped Centaur.
He says, I think I'll go help Falcon.
Okay, shoot yourself.
Coward.
Whoa.
So rude.
Whoa.
Well, I was going to give you some valuable intel. But...
Please ignore our very rude friend.
Yes.
No, no, it's okay. He's still somehow charmingly attractive. Maybe because of his rudeness.
He calls it negging.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm being nagged. I was just literally... His ill attention towards me makes me want to earn his approval that much more. And I...
Wow, that's even more gross.
He says, you're what? Bewitching me.
I believe it is be warlocking you.
He says, anyway, wizarding, actually. Surprisingly, not a warlock.
Surprisingly.
Should have been.
I would have been if I had known about it.
But unsurprisingly, a necromancer.
He says, well, he'll appreciate this, then. I've been seeing some strange witch lights hover over the dragon barrow at night.
Witch lights?
He says, I'm assuming that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Sure. The witch lights.
How does one defeat a witch?
He says, they're mysterious lights, he says, that are the restless spirits of the dead. So you should do right.
That was almost useful.
So rude.
He wants me to be rude.
I shoulder checked Kirei.
Why?
Because you're so rude.
He wants me to be rude.
No. No one wants you to be rude.
He said so.
Mm-mm. He says, well, anyway, best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, Zant.
He says...
That's it?
Oh. what else do you want from me?
Well, you're just running around here all alone, be randomly stumbling up you. I mean,
not every encounter gives you a magic item.
Isn't it fate?
Don't you have magic items to dispense in some fashion?
No.
When you punch your rock hard ab, do they eventually start dispensing magic items?
Ching, 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 ching.
Is that a centaur blood magical?
No, only according to some people.
Definitely not.
He says, well, anyway, I'm going to go meet up with Falcon. I'll probably catch you in the epilogue.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Goodbye, Zan.
Bye.
Write it on your character sheet, but then you won't recall why it just says Zan there in a year.
Yep.
That happened in the Thursday game.
Oh, I bet. All right, so... he says, anyway, if you've come for the Dragon Barrow, it's spooky!
It what? Zikes.
It's spooky.
What's spooky?
The Dragon Barrow, the place you're going.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Spooky?
That is where the witch lights.
I hope there's not a ghost.
Alright, so, Xanth heads back off into the forest to meet up with Falcon.
Goodbye!
Bye. You make your way closer to this hill. A 30-foot high hill rises ahead of you, its top too flat to be a natural occurrence. Jutting from the grassy hilltop, You see a row of 10-foot-tall bone-white rocks that arc towards a stormy sky like outstretched talons. And as you kind of walk around this hill, you get the idea that the shape of it is very...
shapely.
Shaped like a dragon.
Oh. Wait, is it the dragon?
Is it the dead dragon?
Is it like a cave with lots of sharp stalactites we can go into?
Like, yeah, this is the...
Can you show us something we shouldn't see?
No, this is, yeah, so it's, as you can see, it's just sort of...
Oh, that's big.
How big is a centaur?
So it's shaped like a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a
dead dragon? Or
You get the idea that this could, in fact, be some sort of saloon elder dragon.
Like a very big one.
That's been buried here.
Slain?
Slain? Saloon?
I don't think saloon.
But the top, like, I don't know what the top scales are called, like those...
Spines?
The spines aren't... They've become uncovered, or were they left uncovered on purpose?
I don't know. You might have to go up there and investigate it.
Let's touching go. Things?
Okay. Gross. Let's go.
Don't you have detect magic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn on your beeper.
Why?
Beep, 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 beep,
you
beep,
think
beep,
we're going to find something
beep,
here?
There's supposed to be a magical sword.
So
but,
yes.
But we are not at the place with the sword, right? Aren't we investigating witch lights right now? Is that the same location?
Same place.
Is this here?
Right?
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. I'll cast detect magic then.
Alright, I think it's blocked by, what, 10 feet of detect magic? Does it say what blocks it? It's like a thin sheet of lead, or 5 feet of stone, or 10 feet of earth, or...
There used to be a bunch of stuff. Like a quarter inch of lead.
30 feet. For the duration, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you.
It's blocked by a foot of stone, an inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt.
Oh, okay.
So you aren't getting anything from up here.
And we're, like, on the top at the spines?
Yeah. Okay. These little spines sticking out.
So I guess I'll take a walk around to see whether I detect anything elsewhere. Is there any caves or any invisible things, or...
Why don't you roll me a perception check? You guys are searching around the hilltop.
Yeah.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Who else is searching?
Me.
We can all do it.
I'll go.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're just letting Kira do all the searching.
Am I rolling?
Yeah.
If you want him to lick everything first, sure.
Perception.
I got a 9, so I'm just standing dramatically at 18. Different points.
I have a 22.
Cloak billowing behind me.
17.
All right. Kira is the only one that notices. As you climb up...
Kira is me.
Or not, sorry. Your seating has flipped. Yara is the only one that notices. The third spine back from the front of the dragon, it looks like it's covering something.
Oh, that's cool there.
Like, the rest of these are, like, coming out of the dirt. Just, like, it looks like there's a bit of stone underneath of it.
Okay. Well, let's investigate there.
What's going
on?
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, I get closer. Look if there's something. I mean, there's stone?
Yeah, it's a huge stone.
Do I detect anything magic there?
No.
Does it seem like there's a hole in the stone?
Is there like an entrance?
It looks like this giant stone might be on top of something like that.
So can Bane and I shove it over?
Sure.
You want to try that?
I need you to make me an athletics check. If you're helping Bane, Bane gets it with advantage.
I actually have this too. So, 18.
14 was my better.
Okay. Well, between the two of you, it's very, very, very heavy, but you're able to give it your all. You push and push. The other three just stand by and watch.
Just watch.
And I cast major armor.
Okay. And with a resounding heave, you push the stone over, revealing a 5-foot by 5-foot hole with a like a stone-lined hole with some stairs that go down inside of it.
So nice up there, stairs.
This is it.
I sent my bed inside.
You what?
My bed. I sent my bed down there.
Oh, your bat.
The bat.
Flying bat. Bat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you go down into the stairwell.
Well, the bat goes down.
Yeah, this bat. How far? What's the range on your bat? A meter?
100 feet, I think.
Bat meter?
Maybe it's not.
It's time. Probably like 100 feet.
See page 240 if that helps.
100 feet, yep. AKA, let's map out the dungeon for you.
Mm-hmm. AKA what?
AKA, let's just give you the dungeon. Yeah, because 100 feet is pretty much the whole dungeon.
Huh. It's not good at eating on the way or something? No? Okay.
But the good news is, you just because you know what the dungeon is, though, doesn't mean you can see. Alright, so this is the dungeon map there.
Well, we need, like, where's the
you're place? In the center, that staircase there in the center.
Okay.
And you, and so this whole thing is, you can see just that it's damp, dark, stale. There is no light down here. So if you don't have dark vision, you'll need some sort of light source. There's all the tunnels and rooms have walls, floors, and roofs made of packed earth. And you occasionally see like what looks to be like maybe like a rib bone or something peeking through the dirt.
So it's basically left wing, right wing, hat and tail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you also see there's 8 different sarcophagi in there.
I mean, we're going to regret it, but we definitely need to open the sarcophagi.
Mm-hmm. I've got goggles of night, so...
Yeah, I have dark vision, so...
I just carry a torch, because I do not have...
I also carry a torch.
All right, so who's going down?
I'm going.
I'm going.
Me too.
Who's going first, I guess, is the better question.
Zoink.
I can go first.
Mm-hmm. I'll go next to detect magic.
I'll
go last.
Let me look up.
I think I'm gonna put my claw gauntlets on too. So I'm ready with my Wolverine hands.
It's not showing the map anymore.
Of course not. That would be useful.
Okay, so I'm gonna create a mind link, just so you guys know.
What's a mind link?
It's something I can do as a Kalishtar. I did it to the sirens, and that's how I scared them off.
Okay. So what you doing?
So when you're... Oh, maybe I can't. It says when you're using this trait to speak telepathically, you can use your action to give that creature the ability to speak telepathically with you for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is within a number of feet of you equal to 10 times your level. So if you guys are within 40 feet of me, I'll just take a couple minutes and establish a link with all of you. You guys can talk to me in your head.
There's already so many voices in my head, though.
That's just me. You guys can't talk to each other.
What? I mean, there's already so many voices in my head. All those dark gods and stuff.
Good God, man. I mean, it doesn't bother me, because I'm severed from dreams, so there's nothing.
Yeah, when you connect to him, you just hear a voice say, oh shit, she can hear me? I'm T-Ray. This is my normal voice.
I'm not evil. Why does everyone assume that?
I'm gonna hold my band of secrets, though. If that's still possible, I guess.
And what is it?
The band of secrets. So while holding it, you can use an action to expend one of its charges. And if a secret door or trap is within 30 feet of you, the one pulses and points at the one nearest to you.
Cool.
Oh, so you're doing the Wand of Secrets?
Yep.
Secret. And what's it say? It's the one closest to you?
Mm-hmm. Within 30 feet.
Yeah. As you get down there, you activate it. So you know, the spiral there?
Mm-hmm.
The little hall, the little hallway that goes south of it, there is some sort of trap in the floor right before that triangular-shaped building around the tail.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Cool.
A trap.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yep. And after you do that, you see kind of floating around the ring, just a sort of little bluish glowing light. When it comes in presence of you, kind of pauses and starts floating down that hallway towards the head.
Can I catch it?
So in the opposite direction, off the trap.
Okay. I would need you to roll initiative if you try to catch it.
Oh. What if someone tries to lick it as it goes by?
Can I try to lick it?
All right, roll initiative.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, I would try to. I don't want to hurt it. I don't know what it is. I just can I smell it?
Witch
Yeah, talk to it.
Oh, can I use Mind Link to talk to it? Hey. Is it a sentient creature? I don't even know if they have to be sentient. Any creature I can see, as long as it's within 40 feet of me, we do not have to share a language.
Yeah. Yeah, you can telepathically link to it.
Alright. What are you?
I'm the guide. What brings you here?
We're looking for a really big sword.
Oh.
That centaur upstairs.
What kind of sword?
A sword that would help us defeat a dragon.
Oh. You must refer to the sword of what's her name?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we were told.
Shannara.
No, you weren't told this. This is new information to you. You must be referring to the sword of Lady Tanimir Alagondar.
I'm not saying that, but yes.
She probably. Who was buried here.
Yeah, probably.
Come follow me.
Cool. Friendly. Gonna take us where we want to go.
Are we sure?
Can I roll insight?
Absolutely.
He said that the wisp thing was going towards the trap.
Yeah.
He was guiding us towards the trap.
The opposite direction. No. Right. Okay.
The light was guiding us to the
trap,
right?
That's where it's headed.
See?
Okay. Yeah, 20, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, it's lying on the trap.
Oh, it is lying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's trying to lure you into that trap.
Okay.
See?
Initiative. Then I will swipe at it.
All right, roll it.
Swipe!
We got a nat 20 on initiative.
God, I got a 2! This guy needs to fuck off.
Also, Mittens is gonna swipe at it. Mittens is really a good hunter.
What do I add to the... Oh, never mind. 8.
Mittens' eyes just got really
17.
Big.
All initiative, right?
Initiative. 2. Oh, no.
Don't mind me. I've just been dropping everything today. Salads, cookies.
Initiative.
That's initiative.
Top center.
Oh, there. Yeah. Okay, so 13.
Bombs.
What'd
you all get?
2.
10.
17.
8.
13.
You asked all at once.
Yeah, that's on me.
How am I closest to number one?
All right, what'd you get?
17.
You weren't the two.
I got a two.
That's...
Yeah, there you go.
What'd you get?
10.
10.
8.
13.
Yay.
All right. The Ethan's still psychically tethered to it, and you realize that it's lying. It knows that you know that it's lying. And so it just says, the chick is up! And it's going to shock you.
Bring it, bitch. Mm-hmm. I love electricity.
A little lightning bolt shoots out of it. A 19.
A 19?
Yeah.
Christ.
19 damage?
19 to hit.
19 to hit. My armor class is 10.
I thought you loved lightning.
I do, but a fucking 19...
Well, you will take 14 points of it.
What?
Yeah.
That little shit does 14 points of damage?
Sure, it does. 10.
Holy crap. That's like half my points.
Well, I would recommend not being hit again.
It's going to provoke an attack of opportunity from you as it floats.
I'm going to fucking kill it.
As it floats up the hall.
Alright, so yes, I will, I forget what all my spells do. I think I'm going to, is it out of my reach?
No, it'll be a melee. And you can only use a spell to attack it if you have the Worm Mage feat.
If I have what?
The Worm Mage feat. Otherwise, you can only just take a melee, basic melee attack as your reaction.
Oh, well, that sucks. I mean, does it... I don't even know what to roll for that.
Plus your strength? Are you just going to punch it?
I guess.
Cool. Roll a d20 and add your strength.
10.
That's not enough. It floats away from you, and it audibly kind of going...
I'm going to imagine all the ways in which I'm going to kill this little ball of light. All
right, so it's floating down here in this area. That was puts up Bane. You're kind of
okay.
up in here.
How far away is it from me?
It's within 30 feet.
Okay. I'm going to go into rage, and I am going to throw my javelin at it.
All right. So this hallway does curve, so you would have to come down part of the hallway to get to be able to see it.
Okay.
Okay, how far do you go?
Where's the trap?
Trap was right there.
So I have to go past the trap to...
Oh, no, you could stop right in front of it.
I mean, it's one square. Can we jump over it?
Or you could jump over it.
Yeah, I'll jump over it.
Okay. I don't think you have to roll for that. It's just a very simple jump. So you jump over... And it said, how did you know about my pit trap?
Eat javelin, you light shit.
Alright.
Approve. Botswana approves this message.
So you run in and hook a jav.
It's a 16.
Okay. That will miss.
What? What is this thing?
It's a witch light.
It's a witch.
Maybe we can fight it. We need to trap it somewhere.
Alright, Yara.
Anyone like a glass?
Do what?
A jar. Do you have a jar with you?
Doubtful.
With a stick and a leaf in it to recreate what it knows.
what can we do?
You can attack it. You can run away from it.
No, but yeah. Well, let's try the bow here.
Right, so you're gonna run in.
Yeah.
And you're gonna dodge the pitch
of
trap.
Of course, I make a huge leap there. Okay. So the bow. Let me see if I can
You put a hunter's mark on it if you want, or...
Well, let's try the hail of thorns.
Okay, what's that do? That's a new one.
The next time you hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack before the spell ends, the spell creates a rain of thorns that sprouts from your ranged weapon or ammunition. In addition to the normal effect of the attack, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 1d10 piercing damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one.
Thanks. Cool.
So, and there's this one section about at higher levels, but I don't know.
That's
just if you cast it at a higher level.
Which I don't think you have yet.
Okay. So, yeah. Well.
Okay. So you run in, get your bow.
Yep.
Make that attack.
So that's a 17.
Plus.
Plus.
Yeah. Plus. 7?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably going to hit, right?
Yeah, that will hit, yeah.
And then it's 1d8.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find out the 8. This one, right? No? This one. That's a d8, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's a d10. That's a d10.
D8.
Always a long one. Okay. That's a 4 plus 3, 7, plus 1 damage of my manticore thing.
Okay. 7 points?
8 then.
8 points, oh, yeah.
And then. Yeah, the creature needs to make
it. It got a 22 on its.
Jesus!
Dexterity save.
What is this thing?
It's very nimble. So it takes half damage, so roll your d10.
Oh my god.
Which is the one you mistakenly. Yeah, there
you
go.
This one,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
10, so.
Yeah. Ten? No, it's a 0.
No,
that's
a
10.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it also says 10 here.
Yeah. Well, that's a 1. It's a 1. That's a 1.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You rolled the percentile die, so
okay.
It's fine. It's,
so, okay.
It takes 5 more points of damage. It's bloodied.
Oh, okay. See?
Works.
We're all doing fine.
It's bloodied already?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
It's hard to hit, but it doesn't have a lot when you get there.
Okay.
Puts up Furioso.
Furioso runs into the room, jumping over the trap, and tells us to get back here, you poor excuse for a tea candle, and has to make a wisdom saving throw.
14?
You would think that would... Yeah, 14 barely succeeds.
Okay. So it takes nothing?
I'm sorry. Okay. I feel you so hard right now.
Anything else you do? Bonus action or anything?
Moping. My cloak billows dramatically.
Excellent. Nice billow action. It's a shame it'll be your last.
How dare you.
Okay, puts up... Would put up Kire, except...
You did.
Kire, floating around from the other side of the hall. You see one of those little, another one of these floating little assholes.
Why?
Why?
Why indeed?
AC 19.
My armor class is 12. That's whatever major armor gives me.
Plus 3. So,
so 15.
Yeah. So
that's
you take 11 points of lightning damage.
These little motherfuckers.
Are you immune to lightning damage or anything? Because you're lightning eyes?
No.
Sure?
He can just cast lightning bolt.
That's pretty good, too.
From 27 to 16. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's not cool.
That's why you gotta be quick on the eating random.
Puts up
thing.
Kire.
So I'll do magic missile of level 2, and I'll shoot 3 dots.
So you get the one right next to you here.
I'll do 3 dots to the one to the new one, and 1 dot to the
other
one.
You can't see the other one.
Can I go somewhere where I see both of them?
No. Because there's this turn in the hallway, so you'd have to go down. When you get down, once you pass this corner, you can't see number 2.
Oh,
you have to go all the way down there to see 1.
Should save that for later.
Number 1 is going to be up next, right? I think
the best one is up next.
Okay, so you can finish it off. And then I'll shoot.
Hopefully.
I do level 1 and shoot 3 dots at the new one.
Okay.
That's 3 missiles.
They strike unerringly. Roll all your damage.
3 1d plus 1 force damage.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a d6.
Oh,
that's 1, 3,
Furiously, what kind of one. What kind of save was
so that's 8 points.
Yeah. It was a wisdom save.
Wiz.
Okay.
And then I'll move all the way down and jump over the trap. All
right. You will provoke an attack if you do that.
Wait, really? And then I'll stay.
Okay.
I want to get out of range.
All right, best one.
Okay. Let me get back into that.
Make it use its mind.
I wish. I need more psychic attacks. This one. Do I feel like if I set off a thunderclap or a thunder wave that it's going to damage the structural integrity of this cave that we're standing in?
You do now.
Because it's a burst of thunderous sound that can be heard up to 100 feet away.
Does it?
It doesn't damage anything in its way. Thunderclap doesn't.
No, I'm not going to dick you over for doing
thunder wave. Now, thunder wave is within a 15-foot cube originating from me.
It's fine.
Okay. So where am I?
You're here.
Lied, Chris.
Okay.
So, lied the lying DM.
And where are the evils?
There's one right there, and there's one back there with Kirei.
Okay, can I see both of them?
No, because this actually curves a little more than
I've been on okay. Here. All right. So, that's too bad. So I will go ahead and use... Oh, where's the other one? The one at the bottom?
It's right there and one right there.
Okay. And that has to be from me. Kira, you got this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, there's two on the other two, so I'll join Kira. Because he's by himself, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the number two is also before me, so...
Yeah. So I'll... position myself so I'm not going to get him, and I will cast Thunder Wave.
Mm-hmm.
The little bitch has to make a con save.
12?
DC is a 14, motherfucker.
So it fails.
What?
It's not a bitch. It's a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bitch light.
So this is 2d8. And that's not bad. 7 plus 5.
12.
12 points of damage, and if it's still alive, it gets pushed 10 feet away from me.
All right, it's bloodied, though that didn't seem to be as effective as it should be.
Motherfucker. Then I will... Fine!
Yeah.
I will use a sorcery point.
Mm-hmm. A new creature has entered the fray.
Huh? Oh, Jesus, I was scared.
So she?
I will use a sorcery point to... two of them to use firebolt.
Okay.
And hopefully I can roll better than shit. 15. So 21 to hit?
That'll hit.
Okay. And then that's 1d10. 5 points of damage.
Alright, so it takes another 2 points.
What?
Mm?
Motherfucker!
Wow.
It's resistant to magical effects.
Well, it's resistant to at least fire and thunder, but not resistant to force.
Mm-hmm.
The magic missiles didn't get reduced?
Nope, because they're force damage.
They're force damage. They're physical damage.
Puts up Bane.
Okay.
Force.
How close am I?
You're going to be 10 feet away.
Okay. Let's try... my great axe?
Sure. That's a pretty great idea. So you rush up with your axe.
17 plus 6.
That'll hit.
And so 1d12. This guy. No. No, stay with me. I love you. No. We're magic together. Oh, bye-bye. It is 6.
All right. Did you add your extra plus 2 because you're raging?
So 8.
All right. Is your axe magical?
No.
All right. So it seems to be not as effective as it should be.
Dungeon Master, did the wisp take its turn?
What's that?
Did the wisp take its turn?
Oh, it didn't. Thank you.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it did.
Thank you, Chris.
What? You get one extra brownie point.
But I still did damage it a little bit, right?
But it's gonna It's going to take its held action.
obviously.
And zap you.
Of course.
It zapped me?
It's going to right now.
Why?
Because you hit it with an axe.
But I was just trying to kill it. But the exit was in the future. He doesn't know about the exit yet.
I mean, he would.
Is this a time traveling list?
Yes. AC 16 on you, Bane?
15, so it hits.
Alright, so you're gonna take.
No, excuse me.
Man, they're killing it on these rolls.
Yeah.
14 points of damage.
Jesus!
So half, so 7.
Is it all damage for you, or is it just physical damage?
I
think it's just physical damage, right?
I don't remember.
Like sword attacks and stuff? Alright, well, I. You know. Here, take half now, look it up, and take the other half. If it doesn't. Alright, what's up, Yara?
Yay! Well, I'm gonna do the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. Do I have to cast this again, though? To 1 minute?
Mm. Let me see the card.
Probably, right?
No, 1 minute's 10 rounds.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
10 rounds?
Yep.
That's
one turn.
No, it just happens once.
Oh, okay. So I would have to...
You'd have to cast something else or cast it again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
I also have Stone's Endurance as a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something I can use, which is reduce damage dealt to you by 1d12
yep.
plus 3?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got 3 of those. So, 1d12.
Nice.
Plus 3.
You take no damage.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. That's awesome.
So take your book back, Fairfield. I don't need it.
Okay, so I'm gonna cast the Hunter's Mark
on
the one next to me.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this. Longbow again.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I'm probably gonna re-roll this.
Alright, gonna use your inspiration for the session?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So one is not cutting it. That's a 10 plus 7, a 17.
That will miss.
Dang it.
No.
Yeah.
So fucking crazy.
This thing is just, it just kind of zips out of the way. With unnatural dexterity. Alright. Puts up Furioso.
I'll try to call it a candle blowing wind again.
Alright.
Will save,
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save.
2! Oh, I'm sorry, 4.
It fails!
Yeah.
It takes 3 points of damage, and now Bane's next attack has advantage against it.
Alright, 3 points of...
Or whoever attacks it next, it could be anybody.
Psychic damage?
Yes.
Takes the full damage from that.
Yeah.
Does it? Good to fucking know.
Okay. And it cries a little bit. This is, I'm a powerful, undead, chaotic, evil creature.
Kira,
you're not around here, you're not. He billowed dramatically.
He'll billow a cape.
What did you going to say?
It's undead. You need a pet.
It is undead?
Yep.
I want this.
Lick it. Put it in your mouth.
Go ahead, put it in your mouth and see what happens.
Chris, right. What other thing happens if somebody puts it in their mouth?
Just
okay, only one way to find out. All right, it's
can I put it in my mouth so it's living?
Put it. You can try. this creature. It's going to try zapping you again, Kirei.
Why me?
Because you're right next to it.
Seems arbitrary.
13.
I agree.
13.
Yep.
But I've 12 plus 3, right?
Yep. So it's
fuck you.
It misses.
You was. Is it a wisp?
Yeah. Wisp. Will-o'-the-wisp.
Yeah.
Will-o'-wisp. It says, it's okay, just put me in your mouth.
No, I don't want to anymore. No, I'm scared to do so.
just put it in.
Oh, gross.
No.
Kirei, it would be your turn,
I'm
except...
so tasty.
Oh, come on.
Yara, you're unaware of this thing that has floated up behind you.
No. It's going to zip me, huh?
It was literally invisible And out of nowhere comes this zap of electricity as another one of these flickering orbs reveals itself behind you. It has advantage on the attack, but it did not roll well. Does 15 hit you?
Okay.
Does a 15 hit
you? Does it?
Mm-hmm. It's dexterity, right?
No, what's your armor class?
16.
So it misses.
Ha!
You're able to dodge the lightning.
Little glittery sucker.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kira, you're up.
Where's the second one?
The third one is down here. So there's one there, one there, and one there.
Do you think you're able to kill the one up there?
It's bloodied, right?
Both the other ones are bloodied.
I can try.
Because then I would go down and help them with the
team. Yeah, because they have two. I'm going to try. Yeah,
so I'll go down.
You'll provoke the attack.
Then I'll stay there.
You can move. It only gets the free attack once.
What do you mean once?
Well, it's not like, I mean,
it'd be like a full lightning bolt, right?
Yeah.
No, I'll kill it, and then you can help the other people down there.
Okay.
So I shoot a magic missile level 1 at it again.
Okay. Roll the damage. Would you like some more D4s? I got some more in here.
Sure.
I'm just looking for my musty necromancer.
There you go. Okay. I'll just follow this one. I got it.
Hello.
Ooh. Ooh. 4, 4, and 3. So 5, 5, and 4. So 14.
It blows up.
Wait, I want the corpse.
Oh, there is no corpse. It's an incorporeal spirit.
It's just light.
You should put it in your mouth and you had a chance. But no.
much like the Death Star at the end of the 5 Star Wars films that had Death Stars in it.
I want to walk closer.
Are you going to head down this way?
Yeah, but not close enough.
Sure. So are you going to be on the other side of the pit tracks?
Yes. Okay. Only 3 head down.
Close to the wall.
I'm arguing 4.
What was the 4?
The last one had like 100 million Death Stars.
They weren't round like that.
They're all planet killers.
That's different.
Spoilers for those of you who are listening to this that haven't seen the film. Not that I can imagine.
Too late.
Not that I can imagine that would be anybody.
A Death Star is a planet killer, but a planet killer isn't necessarily a Death Star.
Says before he receives hate mail on Monday.
Baswana, you're up next.
So if I make a melee attack, I just use my strength.
Unless you have like a melee weapon.
No, it's a melee weapon that I have, and it says I'm proficient with it. So what do I add?
Oh, your proficiency bonus.
So your strength and your proficiency bonus.
So I'd add 3 to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run down to join everyone else.
Okay.
And as I do, I'm going to create a weave together threads of shadow to create a blade of solidified gloom in my hand.
Oh, shadow blade.
Shadow blade.
I think that actually uses your spellcasting modifier. For the attack. So.
Sword lasts until it counts as a simple melee weapon with which you are proficient. Which says to me that it doesn't use that modifier.
Could be the thing of the wrong spell, but let's proceed.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to roll the attack, so what do I add?
No.
What's the name of the spell?
Shadowblade. Shadowblade.
I gotcha. Shadowblade. Any PC using this gets +20 on their attack.
I get advantage because I assume that we're in dim light, right?
let's see. Cast a simple melee weapon that deals 2d8 psychic damage. Is finesse, light, and thrown. You'd have to use your dex. Your dex or your strength, whichever's higher.
I can use my strength.
Okay.
So it is 3.
Okay.
Okay. But I do get advantage because we're in darkness, right? Dim light?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oof. Okay, 14. That probably misses.
That'll miss.
Fuck everything! Do I feel like this is the last bad guy we're going to see tonight?
that's a metagaming question.
I know.
What time is it?
That was a bonus action. Oh, no. Because the bonus action was to create it. The action was to hit it, right? So I'm done either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, puts up...
Useless.
Puts up the original OG knocking on death door for the second time.
Should one of these be gone? Number 2, right?
Whoa. Right. Furioso, you have insulted it for the last time.
Oh, dear.
It actually says, you have insulted me for the last time. AC 18.
Oh, that totally hit.
For more reasonable 8 points of lightning.
Oh, I'm dead.
What?
No.
8 points, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Ow, you son of a bitch. Bang!
Bang.
Kill it.
Bang, it's your turn.
Kill it! X.
Okay.
Spring forth, my burly protector, and save me.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I'm going to take inspiration on that.
Spring forth once more.
Natural 20. Oh,
nice.
So 26.
Where's your airport at?
So
you're going to roll the d12 twice.
Okay.
It's here.
The moment is lost.
It's never lost. Never.
So 11 plus 6.
It does a lot of things.
It's dead.
Yay! So one left?
One left. Fresh, though. Hasn't been hit yet.
Which one's left?
It's the one back. But they're in Yara.
There's numbers.
3.
Okay.
All right. What's up, Yara? It's just the one that's on you now.
Yeah.
You can kill it super easy.
Well, that's actually a good idea to send Mittens in.
Okay.
Unless she gets electrocuted and dies.
That's the first time I didn't catch it.
All right, so okay. Your cat sees a red light dancing around the wall, and it goes nuts.
Just appeared, right?
It'll get advantage on the attack.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, that's a 5.
Reroll because you have advantage.
Oh, I have that. That's a 3.
Mittens jumps right through it and bounce hits the wall.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It lands on his feet.
Face smushed in the wall.
That hurts a little bit.
All right. Do you have a bonus action? You could move your Hunter's Mark to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that. All
right. Puts up.
That was disappointing. Mittens.
Puts up number 3. Yara, you're going to get attacked.
Wait, what about Furiosa?
Oh, Furiosa, sorry.
Where's number 3 at? Is it in the room with us?
Yeah, it's down there in the room.
I also insult this one. So it will save of DC 14.
Natural 18.
Okay, that's a little bit higher than 14. Alright then.
Cool. Any bonus action you want to take or anything like that?
Billow my cloak dramatically.
Puts it up. Yara.
Again?
It actually says again! Zap, zap, zap!
Well, I think Mittens gives it another shot, though.
You're getting attacked. Critical hit.
Oh, no!
What?
It got it rolled a natural 20.
Good God, you need to stop rolling so well.
I do. You're going to take 23 points of lightning
damage.
Fucking
3 Will of Wisps are going to fucking kill us.
So it's 7 for me?
To be fair. It's only going to kill Yara.
What's that?
And you.
So no.
You, minus 60.
No, that's, it hit you. So how many hit points do you have left?
You take 23 hit
You take 23
points.
Out of your 29?
Yeah. What?
So you're down to 6.
What?
Oh, I should have healed somebody.
Can I use my healing potion?
No, don't use it.
On your turn, but you got a friend... A friendly bard nearby.
That's me.
Friendly bard.
I cloak billows friendly.
All right, Kira, you're up.
I mean, you need to heal yourself.
I think the only thing that I have that is not magic damage is magic missile. Right?
Tis but a scratch.
I mean, is this here where we die?
Magic missile again, but for level 2 this time.
I mean, only 44.
I don't know about where we die.
Where's your dice? Those are your dice in there too.
Oh, truly, yeah. I have 2 sets.
He said backing out of the room.
Awesome.
Because you've got that D&D bug where you get some dice and you get more dice.
And then you get more dice.
And then eventually you just
have
bags of dice.
And then the dice make baby dice.
And eventually you have
die,
a fish
die,
shelf.
Die, die,
just
die.
Just dice.
So that's 2, 4, 7, 12.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's bloodied.
Not dead.
No, that's the first time it's been hit. And it says, oh, you just painted a target on you, bucko.
No, no.
Zappity zap zap. All right, what's up, Kia Biswana? Right. Followed by Bane. Followed by Yarn.
Natural 20, motherfucker!
With your
with my Shadow Blade.
Alright, so roll a double damage. Yes. So it does what, 2d6 psychic?
2d8 psychic.
So roll 48.
They're so hard to find.
I'm gonna guess it's dead.
I'm hoping
she could roll shitty.
That's a wild guess, but
yeah. Well, I trombone it.
Oh.
No.
Well, the first roll is 3 combined. Okay, and then 8 and 6.
Oh, see.
So 17?
17.
Yeah, you pierce your blade into it, and it just disintegrates in the gloom.
Do they leave anything behind? Nothing?
No, nothing. No loot.
Well, that's dissatisfying.
I wanted a whiskey bottle for my collection.
Well, that was irritating.
Yeah. You could have a jar that you say that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
How about that healing?
All right, so...
All right, come on over.
Yeah.
Let's see
are
here.
We done fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you, like, a good healing
here.
Kira. Got some good heals.
Yes.
You notice, so you're in the room, off to your left, you're the closest one to it, you notice there's a pile of bones in the corner.
Oh,
Put your
mouth on.
Check them out.
16 points
as you walk over.
Ooh, that's nice.
The bones start knitting together magically.
18 points back.
Okay, I don't want to check them out.
Woo!
I am also hurt. And, should I use a potion?
When it finishes knitting together,
how far are you?
You see, wearing a rotting saddle, you see a skeletal horse.
So it's just a horse.
You get 14 back.
Horse skeleton,
thank
yeah.
You.
Well, you're in luck, skeletal horse. I'm horse inspector.
It clops over to you and nuzzles its skull against you.
I'll pet it. Do you want to be my horse? Horse?
It seems to be agreeable to that concept.
Oh my god.
It'll be my horse.
What are you going to name it?
Inspector.
Skelly.
I have to think about that.
Skellington.
Also, I just want to point out, for as perfect as it is for him, this is not me making this up.
What? No.
This is in the book.
Oh. Okay. Does it have burning eyes?
No. But you could buy a dread helm and put a dread helm on it.
I need to find that person again.
Can we
just
any...
put a candle in there?
Yeah, you can put a candle in there.
Do we sense any danger?
No. It's nice.
In the skeletal horse?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Not really?
Just a nice horse.
I mean,
it's a curious horse.
That's
so.
Just a baseline of danger that comes from Kirei liking something.
Anybody else need some healing?
I'll write it.
On here?
Well, it's kind of hard to write it in here. You'll have to lead it upstairs.
Get your healings.
You booped Sophia with the map.
Do we all get healings?
I got mine. Do you need healing?
I got mine.
I'm at
healing.
16.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, thank you.
What's your max?
Sure.
27.
Also,
he needs to be here.
While you're over there looking at your to-be-named horse, you do see a little narrow 2-foot-wide passageway that goes...
2-foot-wide?
Mm-hmm.
Can any of us fit through that?
Yeah,
you'd all fit through there.
2 feet?
Yeah, just one at a time. You have to...
I'll let the others know about this passage.
Well, maybe Bossawana can do it.
I'll let the others know about the passage. So where does it go here?
It seems to... It's on there.
I'm just in your bathroom.
It's on there? Oh, it's a small way? Then it leads to the other room. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just go to the main way then?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to jump the trap.
What's that now?
Yeah. Alright, so what do you do? You've got a skeletal horse.
Can the skeletal horse fit through?
No.
Is there anything else in this room?
Investigate? There's not.
Okay.
So did you get your skeletal horse now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Does it get a name?
I'm still thinking about that.
I say we just walk around.
Call gloves.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you all jump back over the pit trap.
Mm-hmm.
Walk back.
Do you want to lead with your wand of secrets?
Yeah, I'm going to do a wand of secrets thing.
Put it on my penis.
Do you hear that?
What's that?
The wand of secrets. still holding it, or holding
you have to you have to stand somewhere and activate it. So where would you like to stand and activate it at?
Oh,
well, we go like we are in the hat right now, right?
Yeah,
so
you
going
are
back to the middle, and where do we want to go?
So you got the left wing, or you got the left wing, the right wing, or the tail?
Okay, where do we want?
I mean, in the head the whole time? I thought we were in the tail.
No, that was the triangle. The triangle's the head.
Oh, okay.
So do we want to go to the right side where the small things leads to? Okay.
Start
yeah,
there.
The right wing then.
Okay.
Well, the one where the small path leads to.
All right, so you go through the tunnels with your... You guys have... who's got a torch?
I got a torch.
No, and I activate this wand.
All right, so with a couple torches. Where do you activate it at?
Well,
right by the trap.
We're going into the wing, and well, then there's a small, what is it, aisle.
Upside down U.
Okay.
This one leading to it.
So it's this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one that has, like, the two coming down into the little,
yeah.
little
mm-hmm.
tunnel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're activating it in there?
Yeah.
The wand... points to the sarcophagus closest to you.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, there's
well,
two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That means there is a trap in there, or is there something valuable in there?
Means there's a trap in there.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm. So which one is that, Chris? The left or the right one?
It would be the left one.
So let's open the right one.
Yeah.
Can we disarm the trap to also open the other one?
Is it a spell trap?
Do you cast Detect Magic?
Mm, yeah.
It'll be by the last level one spell. But...
maybe not. Can I investigate it to see if I can disarm the trap?
For the... so, yeah, roll me Perception check.
Not great. 11. No. 12.
You just get the idea that, the trap's all internal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really in the outside you can do. It's something like they set it to forget it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So probably we can't disarm it then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's open the other.
Let's open the one that's not trapped.
Should we try going in? Should we have someone else open it? Like the familiar?
Ooh,
or we just leave it closed. It's a trap.
let's open the one that's not trapped first
okay.
and see what happens.
All right, so you open it. I need everybody to make me a dexterity saving throw.
No, the one that's not trapped.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Wait, everyone, I'm not even there.
You were so there.
Shit.
17.
Ooh, I'm using my inspiration.
Plus dexterity. Yeah.
Yeah.
The little one.
Right.
Ooh,
right
that was
oh,
a
here.
Good use of
okay, 14.
Did it work out better?
Much.
Okay.
No,
so
it's about as better as it could have ever gotten.
14.
14. What'd you get?
9.
9. What'd you get?
24.
What'd you get?
5.
All right. So you two will take half damage.
Fuck. I mean, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This could have been a lot worse. If you took the full damage, you take 10 points. If you take half damage, you take 5.
Don't.
But this is the non-trap one,
right?
Well. The Wand of Secrets points to the closest trap or secret door.
Oh my god.
Son of
so,
a bitch.
So, do I get like 5 damage now?
So you failed, so you'll take 10.
10?
Mm-hmm. And as just you open this, as you open this up, this huge cloud of corrosive dust
ooh,
just
right.
explodes into the air, and you take acid damage. Just like corrodes your skin.
The 10 points is acid damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Not more damage.
I bet
okay.
you're acid.
That's awesome.
So is there still something inside, or is it just so I don't think we should.
How'd they fit that cloud in there?
You look in, there's some sort of. Like a bladder that got punctured.
Mm. But there's no reward for this pain and suffering?
No.
Bullshit.
That's some old school D&D right there.
I mean,
well,
all right. Do you open the other one?
No.
Maybe.
No.
You're gonna try and have your familiar open it?
No.
No,
totally
I like something called Unseen Servant.
No,
oh,
there you go.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
We can go.
We just took
away.
A bunch of acid damage for no reward.
But I mean, how far did the acid damage go?
It's like a 10-foot by 10-foot area.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if we're not next to it,
let's go into another room, maybe?
So this is a 60-foot range. I think we should all leave, and then I'll trigger it with the Unseen Servant.
I'm going upstairs.
I like it.
You're leaving the dungeon?
Yeah. I go stand outside the dungeon.
Done.
We'll be fine.
Furiosa is fucking
You let me know
done.
When it's open. I'm going way up out of the dungeon.
As far as I can get.
So where exactly on this map do you go?
59 feet away.
Where's that? Point to me.
The middle thing, like the entrance.
The rotunda?
Is that how far away is that?
10, 15, that's 20, far enough.
30, 30, 40, can I reach it with my spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, the first, so there's the two in from off the circle,
mm-hmm.
and so the top one on the upside down U,
mm-hmm.
that square is 60 feet away.
Okay.
So you have to be at the furthest corner
mm-hmm.
in that upside down U.
So is everyone out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll cast my Unseen Servant and open it.
Alright. The Unseen Servant pops in the thing. What? How can I help you, my loving master?
I would like you to open this box for me.
Oh, a trifle, sir.
Huh?
A trifle, no problem at all. And he goes over, he opens the coffin, you hear a loud poof.
So, we can go.
So?
I'll go check it now.
It's empty.
Okay.
And your Unseen Servant has been vaporized.
Are you guys done?
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right. Found 100 gold pieces each.
No, we didn't.
No.
Why would you tell him that? Then he'd expect to share.
Right?
That's a bad line of
him. Yeah, I know.
All right, so where to now, y'all?
So now
you
want
to go down to the tail?
Two spells left.
Tail.
I need
to
rest
tail.
Soon. I have almost no hit points. And almost no spells.
How that happened?
I thought this was supposed to be the easy dungeon.
So I guess we go to the left?
No, tail. Go tail already.
Tail? Okay.
Does anyone have any sense of where the sword might be?
But the other wing has 4 sacrifices.
I mean, we're going to open all of them.
Okay.
Oh my god. Anybody need some quick healing before we go in here?
Yes. Please.
7 points back.
So how many charges do you have on the, left on that wand?
One.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you head to the tail.
Was it just for him or for all of us?
Yeah, that was just for him.
I probably should take my portion now, right? Or can you do more?
I can do more.
How many more can you do? Are you going through spell slots?
I am going through spell slots.
Well, maybe you should...
Where are the other...
Anybody else who's super low?
More of these. Book cards, maybe?
Yeah.
What were the level... Oh, cantrips. That's the name.
So that's the, specifically the Xanathar ones. And those the bigger bucks. The arcane bucks. Alright, so you head down to the tail. Who goes first?
Alright.
Can I spend some time looking at the 2 sarcophagi that we've opened and see if there's any indication that I can tell of how they're trapped from the outside?
Roll me an investigate.
Ain't no guy in a sarcophagi.
Investigate?
Mm-hmm.
15.
You get the idea of maybe a faint mechanism that you could look for.
So I can use that knowledge to look at the other 2?
I'll give you advantage.
Okay. I would like to investigate both sarcophagi without opening them.
Where are you at?
We're all walking down to the tail, right?
The tail, okay. So Bane's going first. Bane.
Nope, I'm not Bane.
No, Bane's going. Bane's
oh, okay,
there.
I'm sorry. First. Sorry.
Bane, I need you to make me a... there's no save. All right, so
what about Bane's trap sense?
Yeah, so
danger sense.
Does Bane have danger sense?
Danger
what's
sense.
That do?
Uncanny sense of when things are wrong. Advantage on dex saving throws against things you can't see, like traps and spells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one doesn't say that there's a dex save. But I'll give you one to you. Why not?
Okay.
Give me a dex save with advantage. Never let it be said that I'm not a fair DM. All right, Bane goes down.
Oh, no.
Goes down?
Yeah.
So you guys are walking down towards the tail, and then Bane just, whoop, disappears out of view. Let's see how many swords you fall on.
What?
What?
You guys, she's fine.
You fall on four swords.
They're fine.
Good God, this is like Raiders of the Lost Ark shit.
Ooh, are there magical swords down there?
No, there's just regular swords. Alright, so Bane, you're going to take some damage.
Bane, stop joking around.
Alright, so Bane, you take 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And 6 points of piercing damage as you fall on four swords, or impale yourself on four swords.
I mean, so considering that's total. The least amount of damage that's happened to anybody except
I rolled a bunch of ones on those pieces. That's why it could have been much worse.
Yeah. So can we get her out of there? How far down did she fall?
Yeah, you're able to get them out of there pretty easily. You could climb out pretty easily.
Yeah, well, I've got my pole collapsing too, so I think I can probably just.
Yep.
Jet or vault myself back out.
No. What do you say when you get back out?
For the love of Christ, how did that happen?
What happened? Where, to
which square
sense?
Was that in?
It was right before the. Right before the.
All right, so I think we should expect another trap in the next place we go.
So as you come into this room, you see a magnificent sarcophagus in front of you, with the sort of bas relief of a fierce looking woman. With like impressive looking armor and holding like a sword and then base relief.
Mm.
So deeper into the
so that's the big thing in the center.
That's the big thing in the center. Okay. There's a pair of sarcophagi to the side, and then in the north of the big sarcophagi, you see this just the front of this huge dragon skull that has this sword sticking out of it.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we get to get the sword without the face.
How far away is the sword?
From you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a crank of mine.
If you're from the entrance, 30 feet.
Machin reaches 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Try to grab it. Machin. It's a cantrip.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, see if anything goes off.
Is everyone back with me?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, we're all going
to
stay
so
well
I'll try
back.
To machin the sword.
All right. You... Your hand floats over just to the edge of your range. It floats over and it grabs the hilt and pulls it out.
And?
And you've got a floating sword.
Oh. And now the mage hand is king of the realm.
Yeah.
I'll float it back to us.
As it starts floating back, suddenly it stops.
What do you mean stops?
It stops midair.
Because there's something in the way, right? We float past it.
No, you... It's just floating there in midair. And you pull, but Mage Hand can only pull like 5 pounds of pressure.
Mm.
And a voice says, only the worthy may hold this sword.
Thanks, worthy. It's like the best barbarian I know.
Prove it. Defeat me in combat.
Oh, no.
And you may have the sword.
But we have an honorable purpose. We are trying to rid the city and this area of a dragon.
A dragon, you say?
Yes.
A white dragon called...
But like, much like the Elder Green Dragon, the Lady...
Windermere.
Long name. The Lady Alagandar. The Lady Alagandar slew.
Yes, he's been wreaking havoc on the region, killing many people, and the only thing we want to do is help.
This dragon is a white dragon named Cryovane.
That sounds made up.
It does.
Dragons have terrible names.
What was the Green Dragon's name?
The Green Dragon was... Azdraka.
That's a much cooler name. What the hell?
We've brought our fiercest warrior to use the sword in order to defeat the white dragon.
Which of ye is the fiercest warrior?
I am.
Fine.
Oh, wait, that was Mortimer. I am.
Step forward and claim your sword.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll me a perception check. Or not perception, a persuasion check.
Can I help him?
I
was chiming in there.
Yeah. With advantage, because you've got help.
Okay.
So roll.
Can I still use inspiration after it? Yeah. 15 is pretty good, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2, 17.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you walk over to the sword, and it kind of raises up almost as if to swing, and then it sort of gently is lifted and handed to you pommel first.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
Nice!
And it says, know this, warrior. You must You must live up to the ideals of Tanimir Alakandar. You must slay this dragon.
I will.
Will do.
And if you don't, if you misuse the sword, I will hunt you down and I will destroy you.
You have a special
understood.
Do you have a special set of skills for that?
I do.
Who is this talking?
It's not Liam Neeson, I guess. But it cites in something invisible.
What are you?
And who are you?
I am the guardian of the sword. I have been here since the sword was laid down, along with the body of Lady Alagandar.
I'll do you one better. When are you?
I've been here for ages.
Can I try to mind link with it? Is that a bad idea?
Please do.
Oh, yeah, I would. You guys may have to carry me out of this cave.
Link it. Link the guardian.
This is what's about to happen.
Noble guardian, do you like being licked and bit for no reason?
She has decided that the battle map is her home.
Oh.
It booped her earlier. She's like, I've conquered this thing that booped me once. It is mine now.
She'll never boop me again.
I have booped it back.
All right. So, you mind like with it?
Yeah.
It says, oh, I can see into your mind. It starts, like, reading your memory. It says, a sailor were you once.
Can it, though?
You shouldn't be able to, but it is.
Can I read its mind?
Roll me a wisdom check with plus proficiency. What's your charisma, because it's your...
It doesn't matter.
What'd you get?
Rolled a natural one.
It's just a wall. This alien...
It was on a 19, and it rolled to a 1. So disappointing.
He says, I see that your quest is true and noble. He says, there are some items. He says, in the western wing.
Okay.
He says, the dead have no use of them. You may claim them for yourselves.
Are there more traps?
I
didn't build the place. You...
But you know about all the other items, so.
Yeah.
You've caught me. Yes, there's a trap, all right? Only the worthy could have gotten around it. Exactly.
are there any more items in this cavern?
There were two more sacrifices, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the main one, too.
There's still three that we haven't opened.
Three, yeah.
These are the bodies of Lady Tatamir and her two
lovers.
Stoutest companions and lovers. There was nothing in there but rotten bones and rusted armor.
Yeah, that's
and
gross.
Their body.
Are they telling the truth?
What's that?
Are they telling the truth?
They are telling... Do you roll an insight for that? To find out if they are telling the truth.
It's a 2.
Well, you never find out.
He is telling the utmost truth. You are certain of it.
Okay. Then I guess there's nothing left to do in this room.
Thanks, buddy.
He says,
Thank you.
Thank you, secret best friend.
Aww.
Am I the secret best friend?
Mm-hmm. Apparently. Finally.
I'm ready.
So are we moving to the other...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See what else there is.
Let's do it.
I'm not going first.
Well, I go...
Can I, like... Can the person that goes first do, like, the tippy-tap with the foot to see if anything happens?
Yeah.
Well, I also have the pole of collapsing. I can just... Be poking
Yeah, you find the pit trap right where exactly where you thought it was.
Okay.
I'll let me use the last charge of my wand here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, well,
I don't think you need it.
No.
I don't need it? Okay.
Because we know the things are trapped, and do I think I can disarm them?
Okay.
These aren't trapped.
Oh, okay. Cool.
These are not.
They are not. We know that for certain here. I sort of just pick one and open it.
Mm-hmm. So there are four sarcophagi, each seeming to depict a different person. Somebody that looks maybe somewhat bardly. Somebody that looks like a cleric. Somebody that looks like a fighter. And somebody that looks like a wizard.
But we are five people.
Yeah, this wasn't made for you. This is in the book.
Well, I mean, let's just open one and see what's there.
The bard one.
Open them all.
Open
them all. Yeah. Open the wizardly one.
All right, in the bard one, you find some boots of elven kind.
Ooh. Tight.
In addition to a elf skeleton.
Is there like a ranger one?
There's a fighter one. Doesn't look to be very ranger-like.
Let's open one.
Well, just because we match the sarcophagus doesn't mean...
Yeah.
I think we just decide who should needs what.
I open it then, the fighter one.
Inside you find a plus one battle axe named Melissa.
Ooh. I love it!
I just shoved the battle axe to...
Well, she's got a brand new sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to use it for anything but the dragon, right?
Yeah, you can use it for anything.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're not, like,
cutting
killing
down
villagers.
Whoever wants a battle axe, then.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take it.
I'll take it, but...
I want my first.
What does the mage one have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the battle axe will be better against everything that's not a dragon.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So take a battle axe.
In the cleric one, you find a plus one mace.
It's funny.
Use this dragon spray.
It's plus one, and while holding this mace, you can use an action to cause your voice to carry clearly for 300 feet till the end of your next turn.
Ooh.
Wow.
Can you mace?
In case you don't hear me, listen.
Alright, and in the mage one, you find a necklace with some beads on it.
Oh! What is that? Fireballs!
It's a necklace of fireballs.
Fireball is pretty good.
I love fireball. It's the best
one
ever.
Lots of destruct.
Uh-huh. It's got 1d7 plus 3?
No, it's just 7. I rolled for it just now.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you rolled for the item? It's like random.
Well, I rolled for how many fireball pearls there were.
And they don't regenerate, right?
No.
Yeah.
Use them and lose them.
Is amazing.
I'm keeping this.
Keep it.
Cool.
I got the lightning thing already.
Okay.
That's it, I think.
That's it.
Can you use a mace?
I can.
Use a mace?
I'm not super good with it, but.
Mm. And you feel as though everything in this dungeon that you needed to get. Has been gone. Just a strange feeling pervades over.
Thank you for the closure.
Let's go.
We're out.
We're gonna kill a dragon.
All right. As you head upstairs, into the air above, you see the strangest things. You see Kire's horse take off from the ground and start flying.
What? Why?
Attached to the top of it is a white dragon.
No!
What?
He stole your horse!
He did?
Not your skeletal one, your normal horse.
Oh!
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Well, I mean...
Can I shoot something after the dragon?
Yeah.
Do we want to? Better
no!
Why? Because next session, guess what you do?
I mean, next session will be one level up, right?
Yes.
No, do not shoot it.
So
I will just carry real horse.
You shoot something at it, and it just kind of goes wide. The dragon roars as it takes your horse off and eats and flies back towards its mountaintop.
Just say he eats it.
Well, yeah, he's gonna eat it.
Maybe he's just gonna use it as a pet.
Maybe he's just inspecting it.
Yeah.
I'm the horse inspector in these parts. I hear you've been impersonated.
But this is not the inspected horse.
No.
Luckily.
Okay.
This is
it's
an uninspected horse.
It did pass the dragon test.
Yeah, this is one of the ones you got from Big Owl. Alright, so next session you all will do the thing and fight the dragon of Icefire Peak.
Yay!
Ooh, dragons?
Easy.
Good thing I have that sword.
Yeah, and that will be the conclusion of our adventure.
Are we leveled up?
You are going to fight the dragon at 5th level, so everybody gains a level.
Yay!
Which means that you get access to them 3rd level spells.
Those yay! Spells.
Like Fireball.
I know.
Are we going to level up next time, or?
No, we can do it now. We can put a little bit of time.
I have a brand new battle axe.
We should do it before next time, so we can get straight to the good stuff next time.
What do we roll hit points again?
Alright, so roll a d6.
I got a 2. What do I get?
5.
So you get 5 plus your con bonus. So you get 7 more hit points. So it would be a minimum of 4 for you.
On a d6?
Yeah. You don't roll a d6. You roll a d10.
Oh, okay. I got 4, and then I have tough.
Yep, so you'll get...
So it's 1.
Isn't tough 2 points per level?
My hit dice is plus 2. And then we add con too, right?
Yeah.
D10?
Yeah.
That's a 6.
Alright, so you'll get 6 plus your con bonus.
My what bonus?
Constitution, which I think is just 0. No.
0, yeah.
Alright, so you just get 6 more, so you're at
35.
Mm-hmm. 7, 8. Alright, so let's see.
So next time I'm gonna have my hip. Maximum level, right?
Yeah, your was above the 35.
The rest of it.
And then a ranger at 5th level, everybody's proficiency bonus goes up by plus 1.
Dollar!
So it's on the, which is great because it means all your attacks go up by plus 1.
Mm-hmm. So for my hit points, it's a d12,
yes.
Right? Plus my con.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kirei, for you, that
so
means
a minimum
spell attack
for you, it's a minimum
up.
Of
your spell attack
7.
Bonus goes up.
So,
not the proficiency bonus.
No, that because
so 7
that
plus
went
your
up.
Con.
The proficiency. The
oh, so 7.
Where's the 7?
It's 10. It's on your spell page, right, Chris? Because your proficiency goes up.
Yes,
spell
your spell save DC and your spell attack both go up. All right,
both
so,
by 1.
Yep. All right, so Julia, additionally, you now get an extra attack.
Mm.
So, whenever you take an attack, Julia, you can make 2 attacks.
Oh, okay.
Or you can make 1 attack and have Mittens make an attack.
Oh, that's... finally.
Yeah.
My spell attack bonus goes up 1 as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then these 2, right? Anything more proficient?
Yeah, anything you're proficient in under your skills. So any of the skills or saves that have the circle filled in go up by 1 as well.
Mm-hmm. Another Robert, because this one's almost...
Oh,
there was one.
Yes. One second. Please hold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
This would be like danger.
My tail's from the loot box.
Mm-hmm.
So, Julia, you also get...
Yeah.
You'll be able to cast 4 first level spells now.
Oh, okay.
You also get to learn a new spell, so you'll get a 4th spell. And you also get 2 second level spell slots.
Wow.
So you can start casting second level spells as well.
Huh.
So you'll want to note that on your spell sheet.
Yeah. Okay, so I can get 4 level 1 spells, yeah, right?
Yeah, you can cast 4 level 1 spells now.
Yeah.
And you can cast 2 level 2 spells.
2 levels 2, yeah.
And how many spells do you know currently?
I have 1, 2, 3.
So now you have to learn another one. You have to learn now 4. So you get to learn 1 more spell. And it can be second level. You can also swap out one of your first levels for a second level spell if you'd like.
But it's basically level 1 and 2, right?
What do you mean? So yeah, you can have up to 4 spells from one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What do you roll for your hit points, Furioso?
I rolled really good. I rolled a 7 on my d8.
Nice.
Mm.
All right. And then Dennis for a wizard.
Okay.
Fifth level, your proficiency bonus goes up. And then you also get 2 third level spell slots.
Okay,
and you
I can pick them.
You also you automatically learn 2 more spells.
Okay, so 10.
Mm-hmm. And then you can. You can also, and they can be whatever level up to level 3. So, and you can also, you can just learn 2. So I recommend 3rd level spells.
Can I pick any 3rd level spells?
Yeah.
How many?
You can learn 2.
No, I mean like new spells that I get?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I'll say that, you know, it's going to be the last session, so I'd say you can pick up to four.
Four, okay.
Four through.
Fifth level is
your wizard, so it doesn't really matter how many you have. You can only prepare so many.
So for me, I can learn one, and then I have to give up another one to learn a second, right?
If you'd like, yeah.
No.
But these are not the right ones, right?
Those are options, and these are options. Those are both options. Okay. Just make sure that there's
not all of them are mage.
The symbol. Right. So you just want to make sure you get the ones with the wizard symbol.
Wizard symbol. Oh, down there. Okay. Oh, yeah. Not so deep. I see.
Everyone loves the
And then for the barbarian.
That's me.
Yeah. Fifth level, you get your second attack.
Yay.
So you now make two attacks every time you make an attack.
Okay.
So you already have, I think you already know that you have three rages.
Uh-huh.
Proficiency bonus goes up, which means all your skills go up by one, which I think you've already done.
Uh-huh.
And your attack bonus goes up by one. Did you do that?
My attack bonus, like these?
Yeah.
So all of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can also, your movement speed goes up to 40.
Okay.